Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16. That means it is time for our live local interview. I have two guests in the studio. They're both from Bear Stage Collective. Rach Roach is the founder and producer. And good morning, Rach.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much, Peter.
And Blaine Weiss is also here. Blaine had a little trouble describing how to introduce her. You are a participant, volunteer.
Friend, supporter.
Supporter.
Community member.
Awesome. And just one of those people that got sucked into the excitement of what we're going to talk about today. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what we're talking about is a new black box theater group founded by Rach called Bear Stage Collective. Rach, what is your vision for Bear Stage Collective?
Yeah, so Bear Stage Collective is a community-driven theater group focused on bold and intimate storytelling. We create actor-centered work in stripped-down spaces, prioritizing emotional truth, collaboration, and stories that challenge both performers and audiences.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff to talk about in there.
Can you say it one more time?
<I'm just kidding.
laughs> Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. Bold. Yeah, what's your vision for bold?
Things that aren't normally done. A good example of this is the upcoming show that I have, Bug, which is a psychological thriller type show. It's shows that are more edgy, shows that are just a little bit more weird.
Okay, so you had auditions for Bug just this past weekend.
Yeah, I did.
And tell me how that went.
I think it went really, really well. I'm still interested in looking around for people, so if you are interested, follow our social media and email bearstagecollective@gmail.com for more information.
Okay, we have lots of stuff to talk about, but I want to hear a little bit about Bug, just a little. Can you give me a synopsis?
Yeah, so Bug follows these two characters. One is a lonely drifter, and one is in a rundown motel. They meet each other for the first time, and the drifter slowly starts convincing the other person that there are bugs everywhere and they're from the government watching them.
That kind of bug.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So how did you decide on that particular play?
It's very weird and very different from anything that I've seen in Sitka before, and that's what really interested me about it. I've known the play for probably 6 years or so, and I've just been sitting on it, and as I was going through a bunch of shows, I kept coming back to this one.
Okay. So you've got also plans to of course, do more productions.
Yes.
And to do those productions, you have to choose what production you're going to do. So that leads us to an ongoing play reading series that's coming up. So, Blaine, I'm going to ask you to talk a little bit about that. That's a new event that's starting this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess some background, too, just with Bear Stage Collective and the excitement around it is I'm new to Sitka, and I've started working for the Fine Arts Camp, and I met Rach, and this was last winter, What day is it?
Not too long ago.
Yeah, and just the excitement around Rach being like, I don't know if people are familiar, we did a murder mystery at the brewery in March. Mm-hmm. Again, what day is it? But Rach just had this idea to get a bunch of local writers involved and then also a bunch of local actors involved and have it be super collaborative and divisive, and just was looking for folks to get involved. So it's been a pleasure working alongside Rach and just seeing their vision come to life and how community-oriented they are. So with putting on and producing a full-length play, one thought that we had when we were just talking about ideas was doing a play reading series and having it be ongoing. So our plan right now is to meet once a month at the Sitka Public Library, and we'll kind of announce those dates as it gets closer, but it's essentially just a group of people reading that want to come read a play, meet friends, just really low stakes, really fun. We'll pick a different play each month, and yeah, the first one is this upcoming Saturday, May 23rd. I know that date and that time, 3 to 5 p.m., so...
So what's your theater experience, Blaine?
Oh, goodness. I got involved actually later in my adult life, the past couple years. I was living in Asheville, North Carolina, and there's a bunch of community theater. And I was like, I've always wanted to try that. And so I went out to an audition and got cast, and I just continued to get involved, and I just fell in love with it. It just reminds me, it's just so experiential, and like it's kind of really intimate, and you form a family with the people you work with, and then you say goodbye, and I love the live interaction. And so I've been in several productions, and I've directed youth shows, but coming to Sitka It's such a small town, but I've been so beautifully surprised by how much art there is, and just, you know, wanting to see more live theater and get more people involved. And so it's been really exciting to see this come to life and support it.
Well, so there's definitely a lot going on. Mm-hmm. So, Rach, you are the technical director at Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
Yes,
and,
I am.
And people have definitely seen you, if they've been to the PAC, the Performing Arts Center, they've seen you running around doing all the things you do, which is a lot of stuff and mm-hmm. requires a lot of skill and a lot of experience and a lot of trust working in the theater.
I think if you see Rach outside of the theater, it's a rare sighting, right?
Okay. So speaking of all the things arts-wise going on in town, so Rach, you are featured in the most recent Sitka Arts Guide.
Yes, I am.
So tell me a little bit about that. You're not on the cover, but your name is definitely on the cover.
Yeah. So probably a few weeks ago, the people who organized the Arts Guide reached out to me via email and said that my name kept coming up as a potential of someone to interview and get on the Arts Guide. So we met up, we interviewed, they wrote the article, sent it back to me for final proofs, and then published it. And I think it's really, really cool that they take the time to find artists in Sitka to just talk about. I think I come from a really, really big town. It's 300,000 people.
Ooh, and where is that?
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay.
And so having an arts guide like that is so specialized and have so much care put into it is just so amazing to me. Even if I wasn't in it, I think all of the other past ones have been great too. I know Christian Linton's been in some, Satara Perez. It's just so awesome to see all of the care that goes into the arts in this town.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's long history of theater for sure. And Rach, I want to ask you a little bit about your background. So I'm curious whether the technical stuff came first or the performance stuff came first. Because of course I think of you on the technical side, and it's exciting to see this Bear Stage Collective kind of coming up as a new thing out of your creative brain.
Yeah, so I actually started as a performer. I was an actor first back in high school and partway through college. I actually started college as an astrophysics major.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, and then transferred into theater, studied performance for about another year, and then one of my professors was like hunting me down in the hallway and said, Rach, you should do technical theater. And I was like, okay. And then I did, and I full sent it all the way. I studied everything that I could. And after college, I took a job in stage management in Florida. And then after that, I came here.
Wow. Well, there's maybe not astrophysics, but there's definitely physics involved in technical theater.
Yes.
Because there's rigging, which is all the lines and counterbalanced weights. And oh, gosh, there's just audio and so many things to think about when you're working at the PAC. Well, gosh, let's talk about the play reading series. Let's dive into that one a little bit. So, Rach, you're going to be running the series?
Yes.
And tell me, what can I expect if I would show up at the library this weekend?
Yeah, if you show up this weekend, you can expect just a really low casual setting. It'll be a group of people gathered around reading a script. It's not a performance. We're not expecting a performance. And it's just us sitting and reading and talking about a play.
And so what do you do with the information that you get? Do people, do you use that to kind of choose the next play? Do you find out what people are better at than other things?
It's honestly more just to get people exposed and access to being comfortable with reading and interacting with mm-hmm. scripts, yeah. Honestly.
I think
there is potential for it to influence shows that we do, but that's not really the goal.
Okay. Blaine, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I was going to say that I was postering that's part of one of my responsibilities at work, and was just doing two birds, one stone, and postering for the play reading series we're doing. And it was really cool to hand out posters to people around town, and we're like they kind of lit up with like, oh, what is this? Like this curiosity. Or there was one gentleman I talked to that was like, oh, I used to do theater in high school. He's an older man. And it's like, I can't memorize lines anymore, but this sounds really exciting. And so it's just this goal of making it accessible. And, but again, it's really low commitment. When you sign up to be in a show that's fully produced, you might have a rehearsal from like 4 to 8 weeks long, multiple nights or multiple days, however it's scheduled. And so this is just, again, a really easy way to be a part of theater, but not commit so much of your time. And so that's exciting too.
Gosh, it does sound exciting. Do you have other plans beside this production of Bug, which is going to be in the later in the year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you've got that going on. You've got the play reading series. Do you have anything else? Spoiler alert, is there anything you could talk about?
Yeah, we are producing a show in December. Blaine is going to be directing that, so I'll let you talk a little bit more about that, Blaine.
Oh, I'm put on the spot a little bit. Yeah, I think the plan right now, I'm super excited for the opportunity. Coming from Asheville, again, it's just so rich in theater and writers and all this, but I am planning to produce and direct a original piece that's written by one of my friends who's a playwright, and it is just essentially, it's a really beautiful story about a family coming home to their parents' house, their older children, and it just talks about their lives growing up and being kind of young adults figuring their life out, and I don't want to give everything away, but it's just really, it's funny, it's touching, it's tender, it's difficult, it kind of talks about grief and death, and so I'm super excited to put it on for the community, because I think it'll resonate with a lot of people.
Okay. Do you have a thought for when auditions will be for that?
We're planning August. Okay. We don't have dates super picked out. We might. I'm just not looking at my calendar. And so, yeah, auditions in August, and then starting kind of mid-October, I think, is when we're hoping to start rehearsal process.
Great. So we are out of time.
Okay.
So before we leave, though, if people are interested in the play reading series, in the production in October of Bug, the spoiler alert, December production directed by Blaine.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Awesome.
So where can folks go for more information besides the posters?
Yeah, they can follow us on social media. It's Instagram and Facebook, Bear Stage Collective, and then also email bearstagecollective@gmail.com.
Great. Well, all the best to you. In case you just joined us, we've been speaking with Rach Roach. Rach is the founder and producer of Bear Stage Collective. It's a new black box theater group here in Sitka. And Blaine Weiss, who is
I'm just here.
You're more than just here. You're going to direct in December.
Correct. But here right now.
But you're here right now to help. Great. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
Have a good day.